Text numéro 38. How almonds are sucking California dry. California's worst drought for more than a century is causing huge problems for farmers who need a trillion gallons of water per year for their almond orchards alone. But it also leaves homeowners facing difficult choices about what to do with their lawn. I have a neighbour, and ever since I've lived here, her front lawn has been luxuriant and green. But the other day, an army of workmen had set about installing succulent plants and ground cover, and the kind of cactus you normally see in children's cartoons. Aside from the satisfaction of knowing you are planting something that is actually meant to grow in these desert-like conditions, she also stands to save a fortune on her water bill. She even avoids having to confront a sorry burned-out lawn every time she leaves the house, added to which the city of Los Angeles actually paid her to do it. And if paying people to rip up their lawns and replace them with drought-tolerant plants strikes you as an odd use of government resources, then all I can say to you is that desperate times call for desperate measures. California is now in its third year of drought. The reservoirs are running dry, and so too are the groundwater supplies. It's so dry that officials were reportedly thinking of adding a fifth level to the current four-tiered drought scale, which currently rates 99% of the state as abnormally dry. But while replacing your lawn with plants does help save water, the vast majority of the water used here goes not to households, but to support California's economic mainstay, agriculture. So water-intensive is the industry that the benefits of planting cactus here or there start to seem a little modest in comparison. Take almonds. In recent years, the little nut has been touted as the holy grail of healthy snacks. Whether you're seeking a slimmer body or a smoother skin, or you just want to spend a little longer on the planet, almonds are for you. California almonds are exported all over the world, including India. They've been touted as a remedy for cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and even Alzheimer's. The problem is that California's entire almond crop commands a stunning 1.1 trillion gallons of water every single year. Almond trees require enormous amounts of water to thrive. That's twice as much as it takes to grow cotton or tomatoes, and enough for you or me to take a 10-minute shower every day for the next 86 million years. Predictably, perhaps, there have been calls to scale back on almond farming, at least until the rains return. Due to a lack of water, some farmers have decided to shred some of their almond trees. Adapted from BBC News, November 2014.